Have you ever lost 3 weeks in a row in your fantasy football league and began to act like fantasy football just doesn't matter in your league group chat? Try Boudreaux's Butthurt Paste. The slow-acting formula slips in as you quickly slide to the bottom of the rankings with no hope of easing the pain. Boudreaux's Butthurt Paste. When you can't win and you don't know how to handle it.
Yo, Steven, my man.
What's up, man?
All right, dude. So you just squeezed out a tight win over Mr. Brett McIntyre.
Oh, was it that You're tight? Now... I hadn't noticed.
Were you watching the game?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so dude, give us your thoughts, man. Like, walk us through the whole thing. The call is yours. Give us all you got.
Oh man, oh god, dude, so many emotions just running right now. It's hard to really pinpoint any one thing. You know, I don't know, man. It's the first time I've been excited about fantasy football. Pretty much since the draft.
Yeah, you did draft a good team, if I remember rightly.
I thought so back then. Turns out that was not the case.
I liked your team so much I traded for half your players.
This is true.
I'm also 3-6. All right, so it's coming down to the wire. You know, the game's really going back and forth. I think most of us ended up watching it. Tell me your thoughts whenever you see it really close and then you see Tyler Lockett on the bench. What's going through your mind?
I felt like the stars had just aligned for once this season. I can't really explain it. I just knew just the way my luck has gone all season. Like, I knew going into overtime, I was like, okay, well, Lockett's been pretty quiet tonight. They're going to, you know, throw like a, I don't know, like a 63-yard bomb to him. Kind of like Mecole Hardman yesterday. Just out of nowhere, you know, just really kind of knocked the wind out of you. But, hey, man, I looked up and he was on the bench and I thought maybe it was a mistake, like he was having trouble with his helmet or his cleats or something. I don't know.
Turns out he had an undisclosed leg injury, it would appear.
It would appear that way, yeah. And I thought his shoe was just untied.
Well, could have been that. So it gets down to literally the last drive for the Niners, and they trot out their 2-minute offense, and I think all of us were expecting, you know, maybe Raheem Mostert to be out there, but you see your boy Tevin Coleman run out onto the field, standing side by side with Jimmy Garoppolo. What's going through your mind?
So, I figured he would be out there for maybe a down or two, and maybe give a couple blocks, and then they would bring in Burita, and that would be it. And then he just stayed out there, and Garoppolo never looked at him. And then all of a sudden he just starts dumping passes off to him, and I was like, hey, I only need, like, 4 more yards. And then I think his last play where he got the ball, I think he managed to squeeze out 6, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I wasn't watching that closely, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, we were watching it super close. We were constantly exactly how many yards you needed, and then, you know, earlier in the game we said, all right, he only needs 15 yards, he only needs 12 yards, and then Lockett catches another 8-yard pass and it goes up. All right, it's over. I mean, if Lockett can do that much damage in one pass, there's just no real hope here. And then, again, the two-minute offense comes in, and we said, all right, Mostert's going to be out there. He's going to be eating up the clock. And what do you know? But your boy gets out there, and Coleman gets 3 in a row. We had already calculated. You needed 21 yards. I mean, that's not a small feat, especially two-minute offense coming out. And then 3 in a row just eating up the field enough to put you up by 0.6. I mean, just the biggest comeback of the season.
Yeah, I got to say, man, it felt pretty good. My stomach was in knots there for a minute. Is this what you guys have felt like all season? Like, you know, you get a win, you're excited about fantasy football. Is this what that feels like?
Oh, you'd have to ask Joseph now.
All right, Steve, so can you rank this? I mean, your second win in fantasy football, it's a comeback win compared to something, I don't know, like the birth of a first daughter. I mean, where does this rank up?
I mean, it's got to be, like, number one, right? So I went into the week 1-8, so there wasn't really a whole lot to be excited about.
No kidding. So we all know and love Brett. So what kind of words do you want to say here on the air for Brett?
Oh, for Brett, man. I know it was a tough loss, but you know, I feel bad just because it was such a tight loss, but at the same time, like it's tough to feel bad for somebody that's like 4-5 or 5-4, whatever his record is. When you're 1-8, man, it's tough to feel bad for any of you guys.
Well said.
But nah.
All right. Well,
much love to you, Brett. Good game.
Yeah, it certainly was a fun matchup. I think the entire league enjoyed it. So. Well, Steven, I appreciate you taking some time to give us your thoughts fresh off the big win. Unless there's a stat correction, it looks like you two wins. You're neck and neck, or excuse me, a game behind the one and only Mr. Justin Russell. So I don't know if you've looked ahead at the schedule, but you guys play each other in week 13. So it's looking like that may be shaping up into the game of the century. So,
week 13, the ACT Bowl. Can't wait to see it.
That's right. Man, it's gonna
be a good one. Yeah, it feels good for tonight, but it's short lived for sure. Just looking ahead, so we'll see what happens.
That's true. All wins in fantasy are always short lived.
That's true. So. Like I would know. I don't really know much about fantasy wins. So I'll take your word for it.
All right, man. Well, look, thanks for hopping on with us. We're going to head out. And look, man, we'll see you out there soon. Congrats on the win.
All right, buddy. We'll see.
All right. All right, Brett, you got me and Jose here. We just witnessed quite a spectacle in which you appear to be falling short in your mashup again by less than a couple of points.
Less than a point, yeah.
Talk us through it.
Yeah, I haven't really thought through what I would like to say, so what you're getting is unfiltered. I will prepare the bleep button in the post-process. you know, fantasy football favors those who don't care. And it is true in this story. I have a league which shall remain nameless that is not a priority to me. And So much so that I forgot to take Matt Stafford out of my lineup. He got zero.
Ouch.
I didn't put in a kicker. I didn't put in a defense. I realized all of this on Sunday night in this league. So last night I went and grabbed Seattle's defense, and then I grabbed one of the kickers. I don't care. And I literally don't care enough about this league to go and check. Like, I don't even know. I grabbed one of the kickers. I was down by well over 20 points. When I looked, I won that game. I didn't have a quarterback at all. And my kicker and defense were grabbed last night after every single game had been played except this one. And I won that game. There was this game. I made four trades this week, which, you know, I'm not saying like, oh, my trades didn't pay off. You know, I'm not – trades work out or they don't work out. But that is to illustrate, obviously, I cared a lot. I care a lot about this league. I care a lot about this team. And trades work out or trades don't work out. But for the team that I made four trades for this week, I lost by less than a point. And I'm very frustrated about it. And I was having a pretty good day today. No longer. No longer. Any other questions?
Tell me what you think.
Are we still talking?
Tell me what you're thinking as you see the final few drives and you see Lockett sitting on the bench.
So, whatever. That happened. But that didn't make me nearly as furious as Tevin, Alfred Morris, Coleman catching passes on the last drive. Honestly, I felt very confident the game was over. I thought, okay, San Francisco has to go right down the field and score. Matt Burita's going to be in. Raheem Mostert's going to be in. But it wasn't. It was Tevin Coleman who doesn't typically catch passes. And that actually made me a lot more furious than seeing Tyler Lockett not in the game.
What's it like watching? So first of all, the entire league loves you. You're the best auctioneer we've ever had. You're one of our favorite league mates we've ever had, and you're certainly the best host of a podcast we've ever had.
The voice of the Bragger League.
You guys are puffing me up right now. You're puffing me up.
What's it like to watch all the people that claim to care about you completely get totally excited about Steven's chance of beating you in the group chat?
You know, I get it. I do get it. I'm watching the highlights here, and two times the Seahawks dropped an interception that would have ended the game. So that's cool. I kind of forgot about that. I do get it, and I like Steven quite a bit. Steven is a good guy, but
great friend of the show.
Great, he's a good guy and a great friend of the show. So I get it. I root for Steven as well. The group chat is dead to me, in a very personal way. I'll probably never recover from it, but it's, you know, what are you gonna do? You know, you gonna live with that pain? Yeah, you are. Yeah, that's the answer to that question. You gonna dwell on it? Yeah, probably. What are you gonna do? Bury that pain deep inside? No, I'm not. I'm gonna let it be outward. It's healthier that way, but I'm not gonna let it go away.
Yeah, well, as the commissioner of the league, the unbiased commissioner that is, I was certainly rooting for you. I was also rooting for Steven Adams. So
why did you start the sentence, I guess, is what I'm wondering. What did that add to the I'm rooting for both of you, okay?
We think that about so many Ben Jones sentences.
You know, it's
I'm
like
sorry, I'm just really salty. I'm just really salty.
Just starts talking and rambles on and figures it out as he goes. That's really how I live most of my life.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to feel. For some reason, the highlights are still on. I guess I'm gonna turn these off. Should probably not watch this. I don't know why I'm watching this. All right.
Well, look, Brett, we appreciate you taking some time for some raw, unfiltered Brett McIntyre time.
Yeah.
It does appear that there are still playing highlights and that Scott Van Pelt will be on any minute. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thanks for taking our call. And we'll certainly we'll see you out there, buddy. Hang in there.
Thanks.